This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, which court will try the Washington area sniper and his accomplice first? But for that, we're continuing our coverage of the life and death of Senator Paul Wellstone. The Democratic senator was seeking a third term when he died. He was certainly one of the Senate's most liberal and perhaps unconventional members. NPR's Brian Naylor has this remembrance.
Paul Wellstone did not come to Washington with the traditional background of a senator. He was not a lawyer or a millionaire. Wellstone was a professor. For 21 years, he taught political science at Carleton College, and it showed when sometimes he turned the Senate chamber into a government seminar.
There is an old Yiddish proverb that I think applies to this amendment on the floor, and that Yiddish proverb says you can't dance at two weddings at the same time. And quite frankly, this is a perfect example of that. On the one hand, we tell people we're serious about deficit reduction. And on the other hand, we're talking about $300 or $350 billion of tax cuts flowing disproportionately to the wealthiest and highest income citizens.
Paul Wellstone was born in Washington, D.C. and grew up in Northern Virginia. He got his bachelor's and doctorate in political science at the University of North Carolina, where he had a wrestling scholarship. He was supposed to have been a pretty fair wrestler, and though at 126 pounds he was not a large man, he was solid. And he had a passion that never faded. Before coming to Washington, Wellstone was an activist. He was against the war in Vietnam. He stood with picketers during a strike at a Hormel meatpacking plant. He was arrested during a demonstration outside a bank that had foreclosed on some farmers. Wellstone first ran for the Senate in 1990 after serving as co-chairman of the Reverend Jesse Jackson's presidential campaign in Minnesota. He toured the state in an old green bus, refused to take money from political action committees, and ran quirky and memorable campaign ads, such as this one, in which he jumps from scene to scene introducing himself.
Hi, I'm Paul Wellstone, and I'm running for the United States Senate from Minnesota. Unlike my opponent, I don't have $6 million, so I'm going to have to talk fast.
This is my wife, Sheila, and our children.
This is my house in Northfield, where I've lived for 21 years. My son David farms, and I've worked with Minnesota farmers for years.
Minnesota politics were in turmoil in the fall of 1990, and Wellstone defeated Republican incumbent Rudy Boschwitz 50-48% and went to Washington, where, in the words of Mother Jones magazine, he was the first 1960s radical elected to the U.S. Senate. It was not always a comfortable fit for the iconoclastic Wellstone or his tradition-bound colleagues. A survey of congressional staffers once listed him among the Senate's biggest windbags. But if he was wordy, it was for what he believed in. He fought to get mental health coverage included in health insurance at parity with other ailments. He fought for health care reform, for campaign finance reform, against repealing the estate tax, against opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil exploration. And he fought for peace. In 1991, in his first big vote in the Senate, he voted against authorizing U.S. participation in the war with Iraq. Earlier this month, he did so again.
People in Minnesota and our country, they're worried about this. They're worried about our going at it alone. They're worried about what might happen to our sons and daughters in Iraq.
In an era when the word liberal became an epithet, Wellstone was unapologetically liberal. This from a 1997 interview with NPR's Bob Edwards.
Sometimes the way, you know, these attacks go, embarrassingly liberal, ultra-liberal, so on and so forth, it's like you've committed some kind of crime. It's ridiculous. I mean, but if you say, listen, I'm for living wage jobs, and I'm for protection of the environment, and I'm for universal health care coverage, and I want to focus on children and education, and I'm a reformer, I want to get the big money out of politics, and I believe in public service, and I believe government can make a positive difference in doing well for people and helping people to do well for themselves, that's what it's all about.
Paul Wellstone believed government could help people. And if he tilted against windmills, it was because he thought it was worth the fight. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.